Gold 92.5 News.
Morning, Naomi Lynch with you. A man's expected to be slapped with a number of charges this morning after being accused of trying to ram a police car. He allegedly attempted to hit the dog squad vehicle multiple times on the M1 at Narang around 6 last night before driving off. Police gave chase but called off the pursuit about 2 minutes later. A man was arrested at Ashmore a short time later. A British backpacker has lost his entire foot following yesterday's shark attack in the Whitsundays. His mate was also bitten on the calf while the pair were snorkelling near Hook Island with a tour group. Authorities have praised the efforts of two international paramedics who were also on the tour and rushed to administer first aid. An advice-level bushfire warning remains in place for some residents of Lower Beachmont today. Firefighters can't reach a blaze burning east of Armitage Creek, but are keeping an eye on it as it travels towards Outlook Avenue and North Road. Locals there are urged to have their bushfire survival plans ready just in case, but properties aren't under threat at this time. Activists and Bundle locals will be celebrating the news today after council voted to save what's left of Black Swan Lake. Most of the man-made borrow pit was filled in earlier this year to make room for car parks and a horse training area at the Gold Coast Turf Club. But residents and animal rights groups have been fighting to keep the remaining 20%. Mayor Tom Tate was the only councillor not to back the plan to protect the rest of the lake, telling the Bulletin he opposed the move because he doesn't want the Turf Club returning in a year, citing maintenance issues. Federal Gold Coast MP and Science Minister Karen Andrews will join the boss of CSIRO, Dr. Larry Marshall, at Talabudra State School today to launch CSIRO's STEM in Schools program. Ms. Andrews says science and technology will create many career pathways for students going through school now.
Many of the jobs of the future will require these skills, and it's crucial that students are studying these subjects through primary and high school.
To sport, and 8 games for the Gold Coast Suns AFLW team in their inaugural season in 2020, the first up against GWS. Gold Coast head of women's football Fiona McClarty says their first home game will be a blockbuster.
Fantastic for us, an opportunity to play at our home ground at Metricon Stadium and to play a team like Richmond, another new team to the competition with a large supporter base. Great opportunity for everyone, and we can't wait to see the crowd get out and support us.
And South Sydney lock Cameron Murray is set to make his Kangaroos debut in Saturday's test against Tonga. Murray replaces Ben Hunt on the bench in the only change to the 17-man squad. And you can get more news on demand whenever you want by downloading our app via your smart speaker or through our website.